If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Here is an update on the first sighting of the Falcons back at the Sheraton. Krista Jackson with us, Falcon Watch coordinator. And here now, Krista, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you for having us, Scott. It's great to be back. We are very excited on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. We got our first glimpse of the egg for the year. And they, in recent history, they have been having the scrape in the east side of the ledge, so it's right close to the camera. This year, they have changed it, so it's now on the west edge of the ledge, which gives us a much better view with the camera, so it's going to make things easier for us. However, we've had a really good mama here, a McKeever, sitting on her egg. So we've had sight of one, but we can't confirm yet whether there are more than one. So far, she's had two clutches here in Hamilton, and both have had four. So we do expect to have more, but we haven't had any shots of the camera revealing more eggs yet.
So at this point, one egg.
At this point, one egg that we know of, yes. It usually, they do start laying them. It usually does take a few days to lay, so it's not atypical at all. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit earlier than usual, but only by one day. For our oldest record, or earliest one, would have been for March 18th, and that was back in 2020. So we have beat it by one day.
So how do you explain the change location from one side of the ledge to the other?
You know what? That we can't really explain. It is always up to them. For years, Madam X actually did have the scrape. She used that edge of the nest, and it wasn't until her last time laying eggs, I believe, she actually switched it to the west side. And then when Lily and Ozzy were in residence at the Sheraton, they also used the west edge. So we're very happy. Sorry, they used the east edge. We're very happy they've gone back to the west because it gives us a better view. That way we can keep track once they start hatching and how many eggs are laid. It just makes things a bit easier to monitor the situation.
Talk about this area, if you haven't seen a picture of this or watched any of the video or such, and the actual nesting site. Is there a nest, per se?
So what the nest is at the top of the 18th floor, there's three sets of bay windows. And yeah. The one that is closest to the east side is where the Falcons have been residing. And it's just like a little, like it's just the roof to the bay windows in which there's a ledge that kind of protects it from anything falling out. And it's just gravel that's there. And they just literally will move the gravel around to create what we call a scrape. There's also where the brick for the building is. There's a little ledge where they can go underneath, which gives them a little bit of protection from if like extremely rainy days and such. But obviously when they have the eggs, the whichever adult will be incubating will be on the eggs, so they won't get the protection. But we have seen in the past years where chicks will go under there on more rainy days and such to try and stay dry, I guess.
So how come no nest per se, that they just use the gravel that's in that area, you know, on that ledge?
That's just what the Falcons do. Like in the wild, they'll do it in cliff edges and stuff. They don't actually build nests. They just kind of hollow out a little area. I'm not really sure what the science is behind it, but that's just how they do things. And the gravel kind of, because it's stone, it does mimic the natural environment a little bit. The 18th floor, obviously, it's higher up, so it's kind of like a man-made cliff for them. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit more like a natural environment that they've accustomed to while being around man.
And this mother is a past baby, correct?
No. Actually, McKeever was from the Windsor, the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor.
Okay.
It is Judson, which is the father. He is basically the great-grandson of Madam X. So he's the descendant.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're hoping for four eggs. Is that the max?
I have heard of clutches having five eggs. I don't believe we've ever had more than four in the history of all the eggs in Hamilton. It's always been four or under. To me, it doesn't matter how many, as long as they're all healthy, hatch good, and of course, fledged safely in our city.
So when do you hope to see, or when will she finish laying eggs? A couple of days? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it usually spans over a few days, and then it'll be close to Mother's Day when they start hatching.
And how many babies has this ledge hosted over the years?
I believe the number is around 68.
Wow.
Most of them are the ones that were eggs laid there. There were two different years. We had two eggs each time that were snuck into the nest. They're from other falcon nests that had to be relocated. Mm-hmm. So they actually did kind of adopt two as well at two different years.
Wow, that's amazing. So just like the Sheridan, you talked about the Ambassador Bridge. Are there certain areas that they all keep going to and it's just one big happy family?
There seems to be certain areas. Just I don't know if there's like a little animal, you know-how on it, but they seem to have certain areas that it's a great nest site. So once it's discovered, there's always going to be, and that's what it has been for the Sheraton. Obviously, it was discovered in the early 90s that it was a great place to have chicks and raise your little family. It's never been vacated. We've always had falcons there ever since. And we've also had turf wars and stuff. So It just seems to be something about the environment, lots of food, high up, imitates nature well enough. So it's a pretty good area for a peregrine falcon to raise their family, right?
And how do we watch?
So you can go on, if you Google Hamilton Falcon Watch, there is the website will come up. We do have the videos. We do actually have a new video as well that was generously donated. All the details on that are from the website. But if you just Google Hamilton Falcon Watch, it will come up and all the details there. You can always reach out on Facebook as well as Instagram as well.
All right, Krista Jackson with us, Falcon Watch coordinator. The Falcon family has returned to the Sheridan again for another season and another stay. Krista, good luck. It's fascinating to hear the stories. Be well.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.